Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. We'll be talking about this past week's show. But before we do, make sure you check out our interviews and our shows here on Blog Talk Radio. I think this is our 421st show. You can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're also on Facebook and iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And we have Anna here. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, not an imposter. Hi.
Yeah.
The real Anna.
And you were, I have to say, you were the first one tonight. Yay.
There you go.
The first one to call.
Noted.
Yeah,
I thought it was
you beat
noted.
Everybody. Yeah, duly noted. Mark that. Okay.
Right. I will be bringing this.
So
where can will be a topic of conversation from here out.
Yeah. So where can we find you on Twitter?
Not really on Twitter lately, but hey, you can find me there
at
Carly Hooch. If you DM me, it might be a few months before I get back to you, but I'm just glad to be here tonight.
But you're still Cosy Hooch.
I'm still Cosy Hooch. Twitter locked me out of it, to be honest. And then Fortunately, I was able to get back in. I was a little worried there for a minute. I was like, oh, no.
Okay.
Cosy Hooch is my brand. I can't lose my brand, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm back in.
Okay. We got the Diva, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. And I'm at Diva of Dole, and I'm on Twitter way too much. And I have a problem. So yes.
Uh oh. Intervention. This isn't really a podcast. This is an intervention, Carrie.
Oh man.
I think I'm on Facebook more anymore than Twitter. I don't know. Facebook's dangerous though. But anyway.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't mess with Facebook anymore.
You're not on
anyway,
Facebook.
Really.
And then Jen's here.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Good to hear all of your voices.
Yeah. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And I think we have, and I see Diva Nikki is in the chat room.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah, in the chat room.
Hi, Nikki. All right. I have an OSHA announcement though. Fans of the show or our Twitter accounts, going back to the beginning, almost the beginning of the Diva of Dole, somehow or other, I got stuck doing the OSHA paperwork. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how it happened, but that's how it happened. So whenever Carrie, slams her hand under a hammer or something, I got to do paperwork, okay? So anyway, we've had our cats boarded for several weeks while this big construction thing was going on at the house and everything. And so I got these little dry erase boards when I got back for other reasons. But the other day, I was having, I set up something on the dry erase board for my elderly diabetic cat, Bailey. And I am now tracking the COSHA, cat occupational safety, whatever it is, stands for administration. Health Administration or whatever, the stats on how many days she's been accident-free. And so far, every day she's been home, she has been accident-free. So I am celebrating that cat. She is the cat of the month, and I defy anyone.
All the kitties
Carrie,
are home.
Carrie, I don't think you can go that long without an accident. So I'm just saying. But
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow I am planning on using a sewing machine. So.
Oh shit! Oh shoot!
Yes.
Uh-oh, dear. Oh dear.
Oh.
Hey, it's so great that with the pandemic, if it takes me weeks to fill out your accident report, I'm just blaming it on the pandemic. Just so you know.
Okay.
Anyway. So yes, all the kitties are home.
All the kitties are home.
All the kitties are home. All the moms are home. All the me's are home. All the Anna's are home. So,
okay, the Anna's are
anyway,
home. Okay.
So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, we're all here. There's only one Anna. Mm-hmm. All righty. I just had to share that with you. All right.
Okay. So, okay, the show. I guess I don't know who's watched it or whatever, but I guess the big thing is the baby switch. We're still dealing with that and the fallout from Xander and Victor switching the babies. So we have Sarah took off to – well, the pilot said that he dropped her off in London, but she actually ended up in Paris. Yeah, and so she's actually in Chad and Abby's old place in Paris. If anybody watched the online version on the app, Chad and Abby were in Paris for a while. So that's where they are right now. I mean, that's where Sarah is. She took the baby in. And it, so did anybody see that part, I guess? Then there's a nosy neighbor that's living there.
Oh,
and she come
God.
Up to... Yeah. Yeah. Like
yeah,
the nosy
we have
neighbor.
We have the French version of Karen on the show. What was her name? Jean Marie or something like that. Oh my gosh.
Or for those of us
the
old
big glasses.
Enough to, for those of us old enough to remember the Bewitched show, would she be kind of like a Mrs. Kravitz?
Mrs. Kravitz, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Or Andorra.
Karen is more of a contemporary. Oh, it's Karen. I need to speak with your manager meme, right? Is that what we're talking about? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Back in my day,
but
yeah, it would be
Gladys
Kravitz. Yeah. She'd always be peeking out the window. Yeah.
Yep. Nosy neighbor. Yep.
Mhm. So I guess it was like no sooner than Sarah moved in that she was up there knocking on her door. Seeing what was going on.
That's so creepy.
And if I caught this right, she thought that Sarah was Abby.
Yeah.
I guess her glasses weren't working too good, but she actually thought that, you know, she just thought, oh, okay, what are you doing back here? Where's your husband and where's your other kid? And she said, well, chat, you know, her husband was back in the States and they had an argument. So she was kind of like trying to, you know, not give herself away. But then eventually she called Abigail, which was kind of, I don't know anybody remember what the conversation was about? I guess now she was supposedly talking in French to Abby, but yet she spoke English to Sarah, and it was like, Abby couldn't understand her. Did anybody pick up on that?
It was weird. Wouldn't the neighbor know that Abby can't speak French? And Sarah couldn't speak French?
Yes.
So why would she speak French to Abby?
The phone, right. Right, when she spoke English to, which was, that was kind of confusing to me. And I'm thinking, well, why is she calling Abby when she thought Abby was there anyway? But I guess it kind of raised the suspicion of Abby, you know, about the, you know, this having a baby. And she was asking, she told Chad, she was asking where our baby, you know, where the other baby was or something. So I just found that kind of weird or out of context or something. I don't know. But anyway, we did have some really good scenes between. Did anybody see the scenes with Kristen and Xander when she confronted Xander about switching the babies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Yeah. Yes. I thought that was. Did she see him? She kept. Did you see him slapping her face? Slapping his face? While she was.
Yeah.
Like, kept slapping his face. Oh my gosh. And the. They were both. It was like so emotional. I thought they both did. I mean, well, actually, Stacy did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Of being, just so emotional, and they kind of were giving digs to each other, like how he would. You know, so upset, and with, and he said, well, you have to understand why I did it because of Sarah. And he says, like, why should you judge? Because you did exactly the same thing. You know, how she
mm-hmm.
stole Brady's. Yeah. Which he was making some good points. And but she said she changed, and he says, you haven't changed. You'll never change. So, but then again, we did see another. Later on, you see that side of Kristen come out again, the vengeful, vengeful Kristen. Yeah. So, what did you think about that?
Oh, it was great stuff between Xander and Kristen. They were both right. I mean, Xander explained why
mm-hmm.
he did it. He was in love with Sarah, and he's fond of Maggie. And Kristen did steal Tate from Teresa and Brady. And she was planning on stealing Sarah's baby in the first place, too. So they had a good point. And, yeah, she was upset. And she felt like Xander betrayed her. Because for some reason or other, she thought they had some sort of alliance going on. So, yeah, that was kind of
mm-hmm.
odd. But, yeah, fantastic scenes. I think when I see Stacey Hayduk, I think of Kristen. I mean, I basically totally forgot about Eileen Davidson. I mean, I think she's doing that great of a job.
She oh, yeah, I kind of think
really
like,
well.
Like she made it her own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like she made it her own now. Yeah, she made it her own, yeah. And maybe even a little better.
That's
yeah, I think you could really.
Honestly,
they,
Carrie, I hadn't thought about it because I haven't watched it. Unfortunately, I haven't watched the show really in 3 months. But I you're right. As far as I had forgotten Eileen even played the role.
That's really interesting. Yeah. She's definitely made it her own. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And the scenes with Xander and Kristen, they made you each believe and side with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, Xander's saying it's true. And it's like, it was kind of hard to take one side or the other because they both made very good points to their arguments. So I thought of all the ones, I think they had the very best scenes together. Enjoyed watching them in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Kristen was... And she went off on her tirade. She was, like, blaming everybody. She was blaming the pilot that dropped.
Yeah, that
she
poor
really
pilot.
Laid into the pilot. Yeah. How did you like that, Jen? I mean, it's like,
oh my God,
he's
that poor
only
man.
Doing his job. Yeah. Because Brady even said, Kristen, settle down. You know, he was only doing his job. He had no way of knowing that Sarah took, you know, that it was, you know, took the baby, or, you know, wasn't hers. He had no way of knowing. Then she laid into Eric, blaming Eric, about having them one more night with that, you know, with the baby and stuff. And she, you know, she was just blaming everybody. She was lashing out, as Kristen
mm-hmm.
usually does. And then, I guess her scenes with Xander, he more or less, when he said about Maggie, he says, that's when it kind of the light bulb went out. And Kristen, she says, what do you care that much about Maggie? She says, the only one that cares about Maggie that much, loves Maggie that much is Victor. And then that's when she thought, Victor's involved. And that's when, wasn't it kind of creepy? She kind of just was, standing there. All of a sudden she came in from the side. And as soon as she left, Xander's trying to call Victor. Like he knew that, you know, Kristen was going to come after him or
right.
So those were some good scenes with Kristen and John Aniston. Hey, man, he still plays that part. He's just sitting there so calm talking to her. Did you guys think about those scenes?
He's always good.
Yeah.
Mhm. And even when he saw her pick up the knife, he's there. What are you doing with that? Put that down. It's like he wasn't really panicking yet because I don't know. I guess he didn't think she was going to do it. But she did. She stabbed him. He dropped his drink. But didn't you think, like, okay, so he's still alive. And he was laying there for quite a while, bleeding pretty good. And she stood there looking at him. Did you see the look, the way they looked at each other? Even, like, Victor, like, she looked him right in the eyes as she stabbed him. And then she stood there and just looked at him for more and just kind of walked out the door. So, yeah, those were some good scenes. And then Sonny finds him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess technically still alive, but he's, you know, all hooked up to machines and everything. So I don't know. I don't know if this is the end of Victor or he's going to pull through again because he's been through a lot. Yeah.
He's kind of like Stefano the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. He's like the other Kyriakos Phoenix, I guess you can say, because he's always coming back. So then in the meantime, Brady's looking for Kristen, and there she is sitting in the police station. When she was sitting there, and then he comes in looking for her, and then he gets a call from Sonny telling him that Victor's been stabbed. And I think right then, and he kind of realized, I think, you know, Kristen did it. The way he looked at her. Yeah.
Yeah, and she kept asking to run away. She kept wanting to go to Europe and look for Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was before the call, right? Before Brady got the
call. Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, so I have that going on. Let's see. How about Julie? Julie was back on. Anybody want to talk about the scenes with Julie? I loved her outfit. She looked good in it. It was different. She can pull anything off, though, really.
Yeah, Julie basically went to the prison to talk to Maggie about the baby switch and all that, and I think Will came in and interrupted her, and so Maggie knows something's going on, and Will tells her all Sarah just cut off the wedding. So
right. Yeah.
So Julie was on reception, and Maggie knew everything, and she was just seeing how she was doing, and then Julie ended up in the square and basically made fun of Gabby because Gabby got locked out of Gabby Chic because she got ousted from Demira entirely. So,
yeah.
There's some good stuff
those
with
were
Julie
good...
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And those were good scenes with, like, Gabby. Oh, Gabby's back, man. She's fierce.
Yes, she
like,
is.
She's not going to go down without a fight because she, you know, actually, when she came in the room and Mr. Shin's son was there, but from behind when he was turned around in the chair, she thought it was Stefan, but then he turned around and he was there to decide who was going to run Demira, and she was trying to convince him why she should be in charge,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately he chose Chad. And she was really upset about that. Then the bomb came in. And then after that, he said also that they were removing her from Gabby Chic, which I can see Gabby should be arguing because that was her company and she built it up for them and, you know,
right.
Yeah. So I can see why she's mad. So I'm sure she's going to come after them. So, and before that, Gabby and Chad were in the thing, and Tony and Anna were telling them that they were going to be leaving. They're leaving once again to go to Europe. And did you see when Tony came through the tunnels, he came through the tunnels in a thing of champagne? Yeah. And Steph and Chad, right, for a minute, thought it was Stefano. Oh,
and he goes,
Stefano. He says,
do I look like father?
Yeah. Do I look like father? He says, no. And I kept thinking to myself, but yeah, you should have been, like, taking father's place, you know, and
yeah,
not leaving.
Right.
And yeah, so I kind of like enter that. So that was some good scenes with them. And then Gabby came in yelling about that, and they toasted them. And so I guess they're off to wherever, Paris or London, whether when we're going to see them again, I don't know. But
hopefully soon.
What's that?
Hopefully soon.
Yes, hopefully. So, let's see.
Oh, what do you guys think of the note Anna wrote? The note she wrote to Steve?
Oh, that's right.
That was great.
He got flowers. Delivered, and they were from Anna. Do you remember what all she said in the note?
I would have aim for a part of body you didn't need to see.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's what she was saying. Yeah. He just happened to turn around at the wrong time or whatever. Yeah. So that was funny. Yeah. And speaking of, that's a scene. Actually, Hope came to see Steve, and she brought the flowers in. So they had a little conversation there about their days as Princess Gina and Steph. You know, Stefano, how they're both still feeling guilty about, and I guess they both were remembering different things at the time. And so I saw someone mention somewhere, they're not going to try to put those two together. So what do you think about that, Hope and Steve?
No.
I know. So I don't know. I mean, there was no indication there. It was just kind of they were just, you know, because now we know what happened with Kayla and Steve. And I think we were talking about this last week, how it kind of ended with Kayla saying that she made her decision.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she came in, it was kind of like Steve kind of made the decision for her, which really
kicked her off.
Took her back. Yes, pissed her off because I think she was going to choose Steve, and he beat her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that made her mad. So, and then she kind of laid into him saying that he was always making decisions for her, deciding what, you know, their whole marriage every time, you know, if he was going to go away, if he did this, if did that, he never, he made the decision. And so that was their big, you know, they had a big fight saying that was, you know, so she stormed out and Justin found her crying. And so I think he knew that he was the second in, you know.
Yeah.
That she was going to, he figured that out. But she said no, she was done with Steve. And so she was going to, you know, she was going to start over with Justin. So. I don't know how long that's going to last. So, I don't know. That happened. Does anybody want to talk about, I know Anna didn't see that, but I know she heard about it. Kate and we had Kate scenes on Tuesday. Did you happen to see Anna? Or I didn't know if you got a chance.
No, I didn't get
Did
no,
you?
No, I didn't get to.
Oh, okay. But we were kind of talking about
Yeah.
Anybody want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did y'all think? I mean, I heard. What's that?
There you go.
No comment?
Oh.
Are y'all speechless?
No. Basically, Kate manipulated her way into a job interview with Abe. She wants to be his PR person. And basically saying, you know, she's basically talking her way out of trouble all the time. And his poll numbers are bad. This, you know. Of course, there's always chaos going on in Salem. And the thing is, too, I don't understand what the point is, even if Kate gets a job, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
And like she just
wait.
Got,
now let me ask you this: is Abe the mayor again, or what's going on?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah.
I'm so out of it. Oh,
Abe the mayor.
Because you said poll members.
Jack abdicated.
Poll members. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jack
see,
more or less
so
gave
much,
it to
I didn't
him.
Even know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
She is too, because she sold her stock to Chad, so she should be sitting on a big wad of cash. So I don't understand why.
But money's
she
not would... every. But money's not everything,
yeah.
Carrie. Remember.
I know, but I'd rather see her.
It helps.
Another...
Yeah,
you'd
rather
see
her.
What? I'm starting another company. She's done it before,
yeah.
So
oh,
she has
yeah.
the money to start. Yeah. So I don't
there
understand why she's working.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those flash in the pan things that they just did and probably aren't going to pursue, but, you know, whatever. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was just excited to hear that Kate was on. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think they're chem testing her with Abe?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I'm curious to see the scenes, and I think it would be kind of funny to watch their banter and everything, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about them chem testing them, but I mean, I don't know. But I just thought it was, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, well, that's an interesting twist I hadn't thought of. But,
no, I wouldn't
you know,
have thought that either, you know. Her
but then I
for
heard,
job
but then I
Abe.
Did hear that Sheila was. I heard Sheila was coming back, which would be good because I really liked her. I liked her with Abe, but I wish Valerie if they'd ever bring Valerie back. But I think I will say this: I think that Kate has chemistry with everyone, whether it's you know friend chemistry or frenemy chemistry or sexual chemistry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be fun just because we haven't really seen a lot of Kate and Abe together. But I don't know, but I don't think there's anything in the offing for that, but you never know.
I don't know.
Yeah, stranger things have happened. The pairings that they've tried and gone with, you know,
I
keep trying.
Well, I wondered because Ron the head writer was tweeting about it, and so I tweeted. I responded one of my few tweets lately. I kind of wanted to say, hey, I'd just be thrilled if Kate had a storyline again, but I didn't. But then I thought I'd probably get blocked, so I didn't want to say that. But
oh no, Ron gets blasted.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
well,
I think he's used to it.
I gotta say, at least he's willing to put himself out there. Some writers would never do that.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, mm-hmm. I just think he's a little hypersensitive, that's all. But, you know, you didn't
oh,
hear that
yeah.
from me. But,
they all are.
But, you know,
they are.
Yeah. But anyway, but who knows? But so, yeah, I can't really say a whole lot since I haven't been able to watch. But I just I'm hoping I can catch up someday. And I really miss it. And you said this week is when Tony and Anna left again. Is that right?
Yeah.
They're on the same day, Tuesday. Tuesday's episode
okay.
had Kate and
well,
Tony and Anna.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was their last
TV
scene.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes me sad, though. Oh. How long
I know.
Were they on this time, Marianne? When did they come back? Like, how long was this story arc?
It was a couple of weeks. They had like a couple of weeks storyline. That was the
okay.
whole storyline with when she puts out Steve's eye. they
oh,
were back
okay.
for a couple of weeks in April. I think they might.
Oh.
They were on the end of March. Couple like you know,
okay.
couple days one week, couple days another week.
Okay.
They came back. Yeah, they come back and they're kind of been like kind of in and out of, you know,
yeah.
Salem or like in Europe
well,
hey, and
mean,
then back in Salem and he's been out.
You know,
they're
at least
on,
if we
but,
get
yeah.
to see them periodically, that would be nice. I mean, I don't know. Do we know if there's
mm-hmm.
any, do we know if there's anything else coming up or is this it for a while?
I think this is it for a while. From what I
know. That's a bummer.
This is what it's. And you figure these
hey,
were
you know
scenes,
that.
This was stuff that they did back in August. Well, I guess it would have been August,
oh,
September,
yeah.
and I think that was, I'm pretty sure that's been it. since, you know, the shutdown and everything.
For so long, the show has been like, you know, 4 months ahead, 5 months ahead, 6 months ahead, 7 months ahead.
Yeah.
I think it got to be, 8 months ahead at one point. Now, since they've shut down production with the pandemic, I guess maybe they'll actually be as close to some of these other shows again. If they, you know, I saw that Dave's
yeah. Well, they're about the only
Dave's
soap
were,
that's going to go into October, September, October. Everybody else is, you know. Yeah, because
wow.
Days is so far ahead.
And
so Days is the only one with new shows going on right now.
I was
going
to say,
so.
Who knew that? Really? Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, I'm so out of it. What's that?
Why and on is airing classic episodes?
Oh, really? For once, mm-hmm. So you mean for once having 8 or probably what is it 5 months now
paying off for them? Yeah,
paying off finally. Wow, finally it took us
uh-huh.
all these years. Now it's finally
yep.
paying off. Oh, that's funny. Oh wow, huh?
Yeah.
Who knows? But didn't see that one coming. It's like, I could just see them in these meetings. But, guys, what if there's a pandemic and, we don't have anything in the tin? I mean, the real, you know, we have to plan for these things. You know, you just never know. You know, I could just be like, I mean, hey, that's
yeah,
very,
who would have thought?
Brilliant planning, right? We'll just go with that. We'll say, hey, that was brilliant planning.
Yeah, we have...
I did see where General Hospital and Days of Our Lives ratings went up. I saw some blurb about that. But I guess if everybody else is airing repeats, I guess that could be part of it. But oh, wow. Gosh. And I mean, it's so sad. We don't have sports. We don't have, you know, well, we do. We have soap.
We have anything.
Like, it's like, man, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just crazy.
We got our
anyway,
soap,
sorry, I didn't mean to get off track there, but I guess off track, but pretty interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay, so then we got the Orpheus and Zoe and Evan, they kind of all got together and they're scheming, and they have, and Orpheus and Evan have a secret. Does anybody want to guess what the secret might be or have heard what the secret could be or is or spoilers out there? Have you, anybody here?
No.
About there's supposed to be another baby switch. That Zoe had a kid.
Yeah.
That Zoe's baby is really Sarah's baby. And Zoe's baby was the baby that died, and Evan and they switched the baby before Xander and Victor switched the baby. It's kind of like two baby switches. Yeah. So it's either there was that one, or they were the ones or something that ran Maggie off the road. But I tend to believe there's another baby switch, because I always believed, because there's that third baby mentioned.
Yeah.
That was born
mm-hmm.
the same night. So that's kind of what I'm thinking is what they're behind that. So, yeah. So we have that going on. And then we have Ben. Okay, Ben and Sierra. And then Ben is looking for a job. Well, they're both looking for a job. Nobody will hire them. So Ben's looking. There's a mechanic job. So Sierra tells him, why don't you go and look for that? Oh, and before that, before that segues into this, Gabby was, when she was looking in Gabby's sheet, she was looking through the windows, and behind her she saw a reflection, and she thought she saw Stefan. And she turned around, but Stefan, he wasn't there. So anyway, Ben goes into this shop and he's there, hey, anybody here? And there's a guy underneath the car, and he comes out underneath the car and he sits up, and looks like Stefan. And Ben's like kind of has this shock look on his face, and that's kind of how it ended on Friday.
Oh, man.
So it's like, is Stefan back? But I had heard it's not his. He's going by the name of whoever this is. His name is Jake. Whether it's a Stefan lookalike, a twin, or whatever.
Stefan without his memory.
Yeah, or somebody without his memory, but yet he doesn't have a heart. You know, so doesn't have a heart. So I don't know. But anyway, Brandon Barash is back, I guess. So, but that's kind of how it ended on Friday. Anybody remember anything else that was happening? Any other stories, storylines, everything?
My question is, what kind of security is in that penthouse? There is none.
Yeah.
Oh, in the pen? Oh, you mean where Marlene is at?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We talked about that before. There's no security. I don't even think that the mirrors have security anymore. They come in and out of there, and Kiriakis, I know. So. Well, look how easy Kristen got into the mansion by the through the back doors. Yeah, she just walked. She was just standing there, didn't even show how she got in there. She's just standing there in the room. So do you think Victor's going to live? I haven't heard anything about him leaving the show. I don't know. There's always rumors, though, that he's going to be retiring or leaving, or I don't know. I haven't really heard anything.
I don't know. Yet, I think that it was just done as a plot point to break up Kristen and Brady, which is a shame, but they don't even have the baby back yet. And they could have gave him a couple of minutes of happiness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once Brady figured out that Victor was in on it, he might applaud Kristen.
Yeah. Well, Brady, that's another thing. Brady
knows.
There was a scene between Brady and, Brady knows.
Oh, because
we did have those scenes too. Yeah. Brady confronted Victor about it too. But he did. He writes Victor off again. You're dead to me. How many times has Brady said that to Victor? He has disowned Victor. I can't even tell you how many times. He keeps coming back. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, you don't know. But this is like, I don't know, with him and Kristen, how he's going to react to that or how long it's going to take them to find Rachel and Sarah.
Yeah.
They'll drag that out because I'm sure they're going to go, like Eric and Nicole were with all of them. Maybe they'll all go looking for Sarah somehow. Or I don't know how that's going to play out. And of course, Zoe's trying to get David and Rafe. And I don't know how this is how Rafe's going to leave the show, if he's going to lose custody of David and leave.
Or maybe
he's going to leave with David. You think he'll leave with David?
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So, but have any other rumors or spoilers or anything else you've heard?
Not a thing.
No?
Nope.
No? Okay, I think we covered everything. Kind of looking at my notes, I don't see anything else. Alright, then I guess that's it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Everyone stay safe. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen in the next few weeks where we're at.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So.
I think our area is still like till mid May. A lot's shut down.
Yeah, more cars supposed to start May 8th.
I've been in it. All I can say is if you ever start doing an entire remodel of a home, an older home, try not to do it when a pandemic's going on. I mean, just saying.
No, that's not the right.
We started. We
not
started
the right time
before,
to do it, for
you know,
sure.
Mom went to the hospital and everything
things are
before
shut down.
The pandemic. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this has been a pretty crazy time to be trying to order things and build things.
Oh, okay.
But
go to Lowe's. Lowe's is still open, right, Carrie?
Carrie's thrilled about it. Well, I actually thought they might make me an honorary member or something, or employee or something there for a while. I was there so much, so I do appreciate that. Lowe's and Target got me through a lot of this. So thank goodness for them.
There you go, see.
But anyway, so very much appreciated. Well, because it's not like, you know, it all got started before that pandemic thing
right.
really got going, and so it's like it hit us like a ton of bricks. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But we're very thankful for Lowe's. That's all I can say. Very thankful indeed. Anyway, so, and I always try to be on my best behavior.
Well, good
and be
luck
nice
with
to
that.
People that work there too, Carrie.
Thank you. We
all
appreciate
right.
it.
Yeah. And I wore a mask, gloves, and glasses every time I went in there. All right. Okie dokie.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Everybody.
All right.
Like Marianne said, stay safe and well, everybody.
Thanks, all right.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.